What's up, Queen Talk LA So family? I hope this message finds you in peace, love, and light. Today, I hope that you'll spend a moment appreciating life. You know, there's so many of us who are experiencing ups and downs, and we all will find ourselves on the same roller coaster. I want to make sure that every single day we take opportunity to give thanks for our life, to practice breathing in good energy, and for releasing those things that no longer serve us. Today we are going to be talking about mullein, and mullein is going to be one of my favorite herbs to intermix into my routine. In today's society, there's so many various factors that contribute to poor health. You know, especially when you live in the city, there's a significant amount of health challenges that impact individuals and families. Sometimes as a community, we get together and promote awareness and support in regards to ways to better identify how to make positive changes in our life, especially those little changes on a daily that can help support a more healthier or resilient society. But a lot of times we forget that our whole body is connected. And if you are someone who lives in the city like me, we have been breathing in all these different toxicities based upon the foods that we eat in today's world. A lot of the food is not providing the live minerals and vitamins that we need, and it can actually result in clogging up the body. So mullein is going to be a really great herb to explore, especially within this community. We've had a lot of really positive feedback in regards to how mullein can affect the respiratory, really great for alleviating coughs, respiratory congestion. It's also wonderful for people who experience inflammation within the body. You know, because inflammation is connected to toxicity buildup within the body. When we're able to move toxicity or mucus out the body, it can provide a lot of ease to any discomforts. You know, bacteria and viruses grow in areas that are going to attract I'm trying to look for another word besides bacteria, but yeah, like if just think about it, anything that's sticky like mucus is going to hold on to bacteria, it's going to hold on to debris, it's going to hold on to toxicity. And when you start to incorporate mullein is going to have these really nice soothing properties that are going to help to ease digestion. It's going to help to support gastrointestinal health, and it's going to help to remove some of that mucus out the body, which can ultimately lead to allowing the body to function a lot better, since it's not clogged with all this bacteria, with all this toxicity. You know, when toxicity and bacteria is building up within the body, it's harder to fight off infections because you're getting outnumbered, you know. So I definitely think that mullein is wonderful. You know, mullein is available in the tea form, the tincture form, and in the pill form, you know. And I definitely think, and there's actually the spray also, the Mullein X spray is really good. I know a lot of our younger clients, LA natives, people who smoke cigarettes or just smoke on a regular, love that mullein spray, because you can spray that, or actually singers also. Anybody who is using their throat can benefit from the spray. Now the tea is going to be wonderful. It's very bitter, so it's like, and you don't want to take the mullein and then put a whole bunch of sugar in it. You know, I would only really recommend adding agave, dark or light agave, with a little bit of cinnamon, because it's very earthy, you know, and you might not like it, so you'd be mindful, but you don't want to you know, be counterproductive, where you're trying to move mucus, but then you're feeding the mucus with all the sugar you're putting in your tea. Mm-mm, don't make sense. If that's you and you're like, I don't know if I can get over the taste, then you want to consider doing the tincture, which is going to be a concentrated version. And you can always mix that with some orange juice or some apple juice, or doing the pills. And the pills are going to be more consistent. I think the pills are really wonderful for people who knew that they have mucus in their lungs, because once it breaks down in your stomach, it's going to go through the body. But overall, it just depends upon how you feel. I always tell my clients that you have to decide what makes the most sense for you, so that you can help to heal your body where you're at. It's not about doing what's popular on TikTok. It's not about doing what I do. You know, if you guys are exclusive subscribers, you guys get to see a little bit more into my life and how I choose to use natural herbs and natural healing to enrich my life, right? You guys get an opportunity to see how I infuse something like mullein. But I've been taking herbs for a number of years, so how I'm going to take herbs is going to be different from someone who just started off taking herbs versus someone who has been taking herbs for maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 years. So we have to be mindful to see each other where we are. I send you love. I send you light. Make sure that you consider following this podcast if you are new. And please consider liking. Also, if you're on Spotify, rate this podcast. You know, share it with a friend or family member. It makes a huge difference. And I'll see you next time. Peace.